So this is part two, really, to a previous audio boo, which is asking Unitarians what they think Unitarianism is to them, and why they choose to either celebrate or worship or engage in Unitarian activities. Because it's a question, I'm a Unitarian, actually, though I don't go to church, and it's a question that people are always asking me, and I slightly dread the question. However, there's lots of very vocal people who don't dread the question at all. So I'm going to introduce you to...
Sheila Jones.
I'm interrupting her dessert, but she'll forgive me.
Yes, I'm just eating blueberry trifle at the moment. Anyway, my big one is, I think, underlining all the stuff I've said before, is searching together, journeying together, searching for truth and meaning in life, and open to all sorts of ideas and feelings and fellowship. All that is to do with what I call Unitarianism.
Can I ask you, Sheila, do you believe in God? A really annoying question to ask.
No, I don't. I'm on the humanist end of our theology, and I'm getting a little worried. I have to say this, that there are so many God people coming into our movement now. Does that sound bad? It does to me. Because as far as I'm concerned, Unitarianism is about, not to do with God so much, but to do with humans and rationality and reason and things like that. And I'm part of this movement because it's different. It doesn't have this pinnacle at the top. And so, yes, I find that worrying.
Okay, and just in case we missed it off the end of the last audio boot, can you explain to me how and why you became a Unitarian or what became important to you?
Well, I went to Sunday school in Todmorden when I was four because my mother heard from a Unitarian that the Sunday school was the best show in town, and it was, and I loved it. I did my tap dancing and singing and playing the piano and everything. It was not much to do with what people would call religion, but what I do call religion... this wonderful feeling of not wanting to miss anything every Sunday. That's how I started. But I became a Unitarian when I moved to Birmingham to teach and met this wonderful minister who taught me so much about spirituality, really, and peace, and left-wing politics.
Brilliant. Thank you very much. And we've moved into the slightly quieter kitchen, and here we have...
Nikki Jenkins.
And you're from...
From is a difficult question. I am currently a student. I'm learning to be a minister, and I'm on placement at Dakenfield Old Chapel.
Okay, and so Unitarianism to you?
Oh, very, very difficult to sum up in kind of a nice, snappy phrase. It's for me, it's a way of expressing my spirituality, finding a place that will hold me while I do that and provide me with tools and other people who will feed into that. Also, it's an accepting religion. It's a very tolerant religion. It doesn't say you have to believe a certain thing before you can come and be with us. And I started out, I was a born-again Christian in my teenage years. And when I kind of outgrew that, I couldn't find anywhere to go that worked for me, that didn't expect me to believe something which I thought was rather, well, supernatural, I suppose. So in Unitarianism, I found a place where you can go and you don't have to believe things that, you know, aren't rational.
Okay, that's really interesting. Thank you very much. So how did you find Unitarianism then?
Well, in the end, I was living in New Zealand, in Auckland, and my husband is a Kiwi, that's why we were there. And I was working as a celebrant, working for the Presbyterian Church, still looking for a spiritual home. And I went to a talk at the university from a guy who was looking for asylum. And there were leaflets there advertising a speaker at the Unitarian Church in Auckland, who's Lloyd Gearing, who is a fantastic writer and the last man to be found guilty of heresy. He's still alive. And so I went there and I just thought, well, this is it. You know, I've discovered it.
Fantastic, thank you. So having interviewed quite a lot of people, the reason everybody's gathered here is, why is it?
Well, it's my induction.
Induction, which sounds very formal. So Bob is now Oldham Unitarians Minister. So I thought I'd better ask him the same question, really. So what is Unitarianism to you and why you've chosen to be one and be a minister?
Well, Unitarianism is traditionally the idea that God is an undivided unity. God is one. And that stands in opposition to the idea that God is three persons. So, historically, that's what Unitarianism actually stands for and means. And for me, that's what it still means. For others, it's got other connotations. People who feel free to explore their own spirituality in the context of other world religions, of other faiths, and even through the Earth Spirit Network.
Okay, and why did you... Have you always been Unitarian, or did you become one, and if so, why?
Well, I suppose, like that cliche, I was always a Unitarian and I never realised I was. I was brought up in the traditional Christian way, and yet I could never really see that God could only be there for Christians. I kind of left a big question about all the Hindus and Muslims and the Buddhists in the world. What about them? And, of course, as I got older, much older, in fact, I kind of re-examined the religion of my childhood, the religion of my early youth, and discovered that there was a denomination known as Unitarianism. And once I discovered that, I started to attend a Unitarian church. And from then on, my own particular spiritual journey began.
So it's a heck of a step from attending Unitarian church to deciding to become a minister, which you are now today. So why?
Well, it's a good question. I just feel that in some way... that I could make a difference as a minister rather than just as an ordinary member of the church. I don't mean that in a derogatory sense. And I just feel so drawn to it that and compelled in a way. I can't really rationalise it, to be honest with you. I don't feel that I'm any better than anybody else. It's open to anybody to become a minister and to play the part in the church that they feel comfortable in playing. I suppose, really, I think my own personality draws me to the front of anything, and that's probably why I've ended up going applying for the ministry and being accepted, completing my training, and now taking it on.
And I don't know if you're happy with me saying this, but am I right in saying you're married to a Quaker? Not
I am.
And how's that? How does that work?
I think it works very well because my wife, who is a Quaker, says that Unitarians are Quakers with ADHD. well, actually, I think the two theologies, in many ways, seem to converge. In fact, Quakers and Unitarians are theologically very close. The only difference is, maybe there's lots of differences, but the major difference is the Quaker testimony and the power of the silence and the inner light, which is acknowledged by Unitarians. I think Unitarians like a bit of a sing-song as well.
Yes, there's a lot of singer Unitarians, yeah. And we're quite a chatty bunch, really. I think Quakerism wouldn't be a struggle for some
That's
of them.
Right.
Brilliant. Well, thank you very, very much. Cheers.
Thanks, Steve.
I think that's probably enough. One of the things I want to say, really, is I am really... it's very positive for me that Unitarians consider the freedom is very, very important. And also, you know, Unitarians are terribly bad at advertising themselves, but a number of acceptance of same-sex relationships well before civil ceremonies ever were a legal thing has drawn a lot of Unitarians, and it's nice to find it such an open, free place still.